Ooh. Well, you know, Romans 12, 9, it says, hate what is evil, cling to what is good. So essentially, you're given two jobs. Mm-hmm. When it comes to hating sin, you have two jobs. You hate the old behavior and actions, and you cling to the good behavior and actions. So we acknowledge that, yes, we have sinned, that we do wrong things, and we confess it. We understand the consequences of sin when we leave it unchecked. I mean, like, because God does discipline those he loves, you know, not meaning he's waiting for us to mess up with a big spiritual wooden spoon, but,
no.
You know, when we stray too far, he will correct us. You know, it's like a shepherd who corrects his sheep that wanders off. He forces that sheep to be sidelined if necessary. We also look into and remind ourselves where sin comes from. I mean, like, it comes from the evil one and our own selfish desires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were made to love and bring glory to God, not to sin and walk away from him.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, I mean, like, Christians, you know, they still sin after being saved. I know, big shocker right there.
Yeah.
You know, the difference is we no longer love our sin.
Right.
In fact, we actually hate the impurity within us and engage in a spiritual battle to defeat it. You know, praise the Lord, we have that victory in Christ. The word of God and it abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:14, that's what it says there. So basically the whole point is this, that, you know, we hate the sin because it becomes part of who we are. So that's essentially what it all boils down to. As Christians, the more we grow in our faith, the more we actually hate sin, and we're actually repulsed by the sins we do.
Yeah.
And nope. If we're not, then we should be seeking, well, why not?
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing too. And like even the getting like the stronger convictions and just hearing voice and his leading, being like, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah. If you're not listening to the Holy Spirit, if you're spurning that Holy Spirit, you might want to check where you are spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See where you're at. For sure.